It is the radio segment that the New York Times describes as supple and caring. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Cleveland County, North Carolina. There's a 69-year-old guy named Edwin Smith who was paranoid that somebody would break into his house. It had never happened before, but he had watched stories on the news and knew he could never be too careful.
Okay.
He even put a sign in his front yard that read, "Stay the hell out, all you crackheads, meth heads, heroin users, drug dealers. Oh, and no illegal aliens, too."
Just
to put a little icing on that cake.
He sounds like he's really fun to live next door,
right?
Too.
Howdy, neighbor.
Also, instead of getting an expensive alarm system, Edwin set up several of his own booby traps to protect his house.
Oh, my
goodness. Good idea, Edwin. Booby traps are the modern day.
Included a
things.
Shotgun that was set up to fire if somebody opened the back door.
No.
Oh, that's not going to go wrong.
And the other morning, unfortunately for Edwin, somebody did open the back door. Mm. And that somebody was Edwin himself.
Okay.
He'd gone outside to feed some squirrels. Mm. And when he opened the back door to go back inside, the gun went off. And he took a shot right in the arm.
Okay, this
Kapoya!
Has done a lot of bad things in his neighborhood, but now he's feeding squirrels. To me, that's the worst.
I know, that's like the weirdest part to me.
Like,
yeah, you rigged a shotgun to your door. I mean, it's a little extreme, but feeding squirrels, dude,
stop
you're
it.
Weird.
Wacko.
Yeah.
He called 911 and told them, quote, "I just blew my arm off."
Oh, my gosh.
And he was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries. He's expected to make a full recovery. And in the meantime, police are putting off their investigation until Edwin can tell them where all the other booby traps are.
I think that's a good idea.
Yep. This next laser story is out of Columbia, Tennessee. There's a 79-year-old doctor named Sue Ellen Lee, and she had to go in front of the Tennessee Board of Medical Examiners last month over a strange case. Apparently, Sue Ellen borrowed $300,000 from an elderly patient who's been identified as EW. And then, when EW asked her to pay it back, Lee diagnosed her with dementia.
What?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What money?
Oh,
you never gave me money. You
that
have
meant
Alzheimer's.
EW couldn't control her accounts anymore, so it looks like Lee figured out it would help her hide the debt.
Shut up.
But
EW
got another doctor to diagnose her, and that doctor found no signs of dementia, and she filed a complaint against Lee. Of course, Lee denied it. Well, some of it. She admitted that she borrowed the money and made the dementia diagnosis, but she says EW made up the rest because she was so angry with me because I had said that she was demented.
Okay, well,
I didn't make up the fact that she had dementia to get away with taking her money. I didn't do that.
Nope.
She was just angry because I said she had dementia. She still wound up turning over her medical license and agreeing to a fine and paying back the loans in installments. And now it's possible that the police could get involved and she should be arrested like
Hope
she probably
so.
Should be.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's probably not a good sign if any medical provider is asking you for $300,000.
Right?
Like, they should probably be
weird.
Making more money
You're
than you.
Doctor. You should be making bank.
This next laser story is out of Reno, Nevada. A 22-year-old man named Aaron Clements was house-sitting for his parents when he had to go use the restroom. The upstairs bathroom was clogged, so he went down to use the basement one, and that's when he saw something that freaked him out. At the bottom of the stairs was a family of black widow spiders.
Oh my God!
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Burn it down.
Yeah, that would have made me just go to the bathroom in my pants right there. According to the police report, Aaron screamed loudly and then went into the attic and got his parents' blowtorch.
Oh, no.
Not smart.
Not only were there spiders on fire, but also, as you can probably guess, the house was on fire as well.
So Jose was joking when he said,
"Burn
it down."
Like,
that was like funny, not real.
Reno Fire Department was called, and 27 firefighters had to work together to eventually put out the 2-alarm blaze.
Oh.
Thankfully, Aaron wasn't hurt, but when his parents came home later that day, he had to explain what happened.
Yeah,
and it was probably a pretty awkward conversation. This next laser story is out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. Around 3:00 in the morning last Saturday, 25-year-old Mitchell Pfaff, that's how his name is spelled,
Pfaff.
Yeah, it's a weird last name.
I don't know how to say it.
If you have the last name Pfaff, how do you say it?
I think the P must be silent.
Pfaff. Anyway, Mitchell had some late-night Mexican food and then drew a crowd outside of a restaurant when he started beating up a tree.
What?
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
I usually get happy after I eat Mexican food.
He climbed the tree and started angrily ripping off its branches punching it with his fists.
That's not cool,
When the cops came, Mitchell yelled down at them that it was okay because he was just beating up the tree because it was a revenge mission.
Go!
I got it handled, officers. Don't worry.
What did the tree ever do to you?
Well, apparently a friend of his had fallen out of the tree a few years ago and hurt his head. So now Mitchell was avenging that injury. That's a good friend. He's always got your back, even years later, you know?
Mitchell, it's kind of your friend's fault.
Authorities asked him to come down, and he was given a $240 ticket for damage to property and a $177 ticket for disorderly conduct. One person who witnessed the event said Mitchell was just acting like a good friend.
Yeah.
A good drunk friend.
Like the crowd was with him.
It's my boy.
Like, yeah, get that tree.
Yeah, I would be rooting him on.
This next legend story is out of food news. The staff at the Houston Marriott put their heads together recently to create a food concoction that nobody has ever heard of. Mm. And after hours of experimenting, they believe that they figured it out. So what did they create? They created Caesar salad flavored cotton candy.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
It's disgusting.
Gross. Why
that's,
would you want to do that?
That's basically like anchovy paste cotton candy.
Gross.
Well, apparently in Houston, there's a Caesar salad competition every year where different local restaurants try to create new innovative recipes. And Houston Marriott's was definitely innovative.
Yeah.
They used a heart of romaine lettuce for the stick and then swirled it with pink cotton candy floss that contained shreds of Parmesan cheese and black pepper. Mm. There wasn't any dressing involved. And it's not clear what they made the cotton candy out of, whether it was usually the sugary recipe or not. But all the judges in the competition said the creation tasted nothing like cotton candy and exactly like a Caesar salad.
Well, dang, I guess they did a good job.
Yeah.
Even though it's a bad product.
I mean, I like how in this country we can even make salad unhealthy.
Right?
You know what we should do? Turn it into cotton candy.
Yeah.
Even though the idea was definitely creative, the judges found that without dressing, the whole thing was a little dry.
Uh-oh.
And the winner of the competition was a normal Caesar salad with a poached egg on top. So,
Boring.
Don't try as hard next time, guys. This next laser story is out of the world of millennials. According to a new survey, a quarter of people between 18 and 24 would support a change making marriage contracts temporary.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
What?
Yeah.
What do you
then
mean?
Then it's not marriage anymore. Then it's just like a
long-term
partnership.
Term dating?
Yeah.
So after 5 or 10 years, you'd have the option to renew your marriage or upgrade to a new partner.
It's not a driver's license.
Yeah, millennials. It's a person you're marrying, not an iPhone. You know?
You know
experts,
what, though? We all think we can do better these
days.
It's like
a warranty.
Experts say that would make people work a lot harder in their marriages. The survey also found 1/3 of people under 24 think polygamy should be legal, and about half say you should be able to get divorced without citing any specific reason. You should just be like, ah, I'm just done.
I can see a millennial like, yeah, we're so in love, we got the extended license.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, 7 years.
This is going to last, yeah, at least 7 years, unless I get divorced for no reason at all. I know someone who doesn't need anything like that because he'll always be with his shoe. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. But don't worry, we'll be back. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.